Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Events, North Carolina Symphony, the Town of Cary, and the Independent. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. UNC at Chapel Hill, August 29th, 7 p.m., guest artist Michael Donchi, Violin and Friends, location, Person Recital Hall. Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture presents Roger Parker, King's College, University of London, 4 p.m., September 10th, location, Duke University, Nelson Music Room. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. WSN Series and Music on the Hill, September Prelude, 2010, Brooklyn Rider. September 10th, 8 p.m., location, Memorial Hall. WSN Series and Music on the Hill, September Prelude, 2010, Brooklyn Rider. Brooklyn-based string quartet and house band for Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Projects performs music of Debussy, Jacobson, and others. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. Information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Duke Events, Faculty Recital, Fred Rimey, Cello. Saturday, September 4th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room, and the cost is free. J.S. Bach Suites for Cello Solo, 4 of 6. Fred Rimey is a faculty member in the Duke University Department of Music and the longest-serving member of Chiampi Quartet, having joined the ensemble in 1974. A graduate of the Juilliard School, Mr. Rimey received his M.M. degree from SUNY Binghamton, where he also performed as a member of the Amici Quartet. He has been artist-in-residence at both Hamilton and Colgate Universities and won the International Cello Competition in Portugal in 1971. He was a member of Pablo Casals' final master class and has participated in chamber music festivals throughout the country, including the Spoleto Festival, Marlborough Festival, and Monagnac Music. Duke Symphony Orchestra Pops Concert, Sunday, September 5th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the East Campus Main Quad. The cost is free. This Labor Day weekend tradition marks the opening of the Duke Symphony Orchestra's 2010-2011 season. The symphony will perform music from Broadway and popular movies, as well as lighter works by American composers and patriotic fare. Bring a picnic, your family, and friends to this outdoor concert and enjoy the ending of summer and the beginning of a new school year with the Duke Symphony Orchestra. The Duke Symphony Orchestra is directed by Harry Davidson. The rain location is the Baldwin Auditorium. For information, call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Let's move now to the North Carolina Symphony Radio Broadcast Series, WUNC Radio Broadcast, August 30th, WUNC Radio 91.5 FM, features the North Carolina Symphony. Listen to a recorded radio broadcast of the North Carolina Symphony without leaving your home. This month's broadcast program, Grant Llewellyn, conductor, Mozart, Symphony No. 39, Mozart, Symphony No. 40, and Mozart, Symphony No. 41. The program starts at 8 p.m. on WUNC 91.5 FM in the Triangle, 88.9 FM in Manteo, and 90.9 FM in Rocky Mount. This program is generously presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Turning now to the town of Cary, at the Coca Booth Amphitheater, Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, or What You Will. This event features the region's top actors. The performances are Thursday, August 26th, Friday, August 27th, and Saturday, August 28th at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7 p.m. The seating, gold circle tables, general admission, lawn, and crescent tables. The prices are $20 for lawn, $30 tables, and kids 12 and under are free. Parking is included in the price of the ticket. Shakespeare could be mighty casual about the naming of his plays, according to David Fellerath of The Independent. One plausible tradition holds that when asked for the title of his new gender-swapping comedy that would be receiving a midwinter premiere, he said, "Call it Twelfth Night, or whatever you will." But despite the Yuletide title, there are no Christmas holidays anywhere in this play, which has more appropriately become a favorite of Midsummer Night's outdoor Shakespeare repertory. This weekend, Booth Amphitheater tries its hand at producing Summer Shakespeare in what is billed as its first annual outdoor theater event featuring the region's top actors. Indeed, the cast is excellent, featuring such Raleigh mainstays as Rasul Jahan, John Honeycutt, Betsy Henderson, and Ryan Brock. One-time Triangle actress Beth Popelka returns to the area for the role of Viola, the shipwrecked heroine who goes undercover as a boy. The show opens tonight, as I said, at 8 p.m. That's today, the 26th. Yesterday, the 26th, and runs through Saturday, the 28th. Single tickets are $20. You can visit www.boothamphitheater.com. REO Speedwagon and Pat Benatar with Tyler Bryant. Thursday, September 2nd, 6 p.m. The doors open at 5 p.m. Seating reserved, general admission lawn, and tables. Ticket prices, reserved and tables, $59.50, lawn, $39.50. Day of show increases to $45 for lawn tickets. Kids 2 and under are free on the lawn, and parking is included in the price of the ticket. You're allowed to bring lawn chairs, blankets, small umbrellas, strollers, and one bottle of factory-sealed water per person. The 23rd Annual Bull Durham Blues Festival, two dates, two locations, blues all around town. Special guest, Buddy Guy. Friday, 7 p.m., September 10th, Heidi Heritage Center, Ruthie Foster, Mel Melton, and the Wicked Mojos, the MSG Acoustic Blues Trio, and introducing the Bull City Youth Blues Band. Participants of blues in the school's programs. The doors open at 6 p.m. Saturday, 6 p.m., DPAC, September 11th, Buddy Guy, Betty Levette, the Wild Magnolias, and Melva Houston. Free to the public, 4 to 6 p.m. On the Capital Broadcasting Company Plaza at the DPAC. Be there for pre-festival blues. Live bands, brews, food, and vendors. The DPAC doors open at 5 p.m. To purchase tickets, call 919-680-2787 or visit bulldurhamblues.org or on site at Haiti Heritage Center in Durham. The tickets prices are $35, $45, and $55. Be sure to head up to Person County for a very special performance from Ray Scott, August 28th, 6 p.m. at Heiko Lake, a fundraiser for the Autism Chapter of Person County. For details, call 336-597-2854 or go to www.personcountync.webs.com. For accommodations and visitor information, you can go to www.visitrocksboronic.com. visitrox.com. That's visitroxbronc.com. Well, let's turn to the Independent now. Friday, August 27th, Chapel Hill, Pipe and Tonk at the Cave. Grayson Curran writes, outside of the triangle, the phrase pipe and tonk might sound like a sexual neologism you'd seek out via Urban Dictionary. In the triangle, it sounds like a show you'd best not miss. Tonk is a weekend adventure for local band veterans. Bo Taylor of Motocaster and Ben Barwick of Ashley Stove, for easy examples, dressing well to ply old-school country hurt with pedal steel moan and a touch of outlaw grit. All grit gets washed away in the stream of sweat and suds that is pipe. 90s local legends who storm through thick hardcore romps with enough elan to inspire every envy in bands half their age. The show starts at 10 p.m. See www.caverntavern.com. Bynum, Saludos Company, Bynum General Store. Sylvia Pfeffenberger writes, when you think of Guajira and Son, the country music of rural Cuba, you picture sweaty, humble men on front porches strumming guitars, striking wooden claves, and singing in rough-hewn voices with time-worn sweetness. It will be a natural fit, then, to see Saludos Company, the Triangle's favorite small ensemble Latin conjunto, on the Bynum porch. The Sometimes Trio will expand to a five-piece for the occasion. Tenor saxophonist Jay Miller joins vocalist guitarist Pablo Valencia, pianist Eric Leith, drummer Chuck Nolan, and percussionist Arturo Velasquez for an outing that should inspire folks to spread both their finest picnic blankets and dance moves. The free show runs from 7 to 9 p.m., and you can visit www.bynumfrontporch.org. Cary, North Carolina Salsa Festival, Giorgio Restaurant Bar and Lounge. Sylvia Pfeffenberger continues, salsa congresses are an international phenomenon, stoking the niche market of salsa obsessives in traditional strongholds like New York and L.A., and entrenched global outposts from Turkey to Tokyo. Local keepers of the flame, the Cobo Brothers, host their biggest North Carolina salsa festival yet this weekend, with dance workshops and performances by heavy out-of-towners, including several world champions spread over 3 days. Two great local bands will play for the nightly parties at Giorgio Restaurant Orquesta Gardel on Friday and Tropic Orchestra on Saturday. Band-only tickets are $25 at the door for 11 p.m. entry. But it's definitely worth it to bump up your ticket by $10 and take in the world-class floor shows starting at 9 p.m. See www.ncsalsafestival.com. Saturday, August 28th, Carborough, South Wing Band, the Arts Center. Andrew Ritchie writes, the South Wing Band taps 70s rock and AM pop tropes, steeling them with a perspective that has seen the ensuing years creep by. Hair around the band is graying and gone, but electric guitar rings out, transcending a groove and picking out a sweeping melody. Lead vocalist Tim Reagan enters with a clear sincerity well-suited to philosophical, psychedelic ponderings. On Out of Call, all six members chime in on a chorus asking, where does the time go? I can't find it now, before their voices fade into the ether. Organ and sax solos fill when the guitar relaxes, and songs that reach the 8-minute mark leave plenty of room for jamming. Laid back and fun, the band sounds comfortable with its position in life. But its two drummers, a la the Allman Brothers, offer blues funkiness too. Tonight, the band releases the album it recorded last June, Love Resurrection. Pay $15 at 8 p.m. See www.artscenterlive.org. Chapel Hill, Flesh Epic, Rap Dragons at Nightlight. Grayson Curran writes, the long-stalled hip-hop beats project of Future Island Sam Herring, Flesh Epic, is the draw here. And fair enough. Their blend of Ethiopian jazz and amped classic lounge drift is immersive and compelling. But the real hook is Rap Dragons, a Baltimore group that compels with simplicity. Big raw beats gnarled on cheap effects and rhymes that are earnest and ebullient in the opening slot. In the opening slot, Detroit's Lord Scummage sprinkles modulating dance beats among radiant keyboard lines and swirls of effects and samples. Dance at 10 p.m. See www.nightlightclub.com. These three bands join Naps at Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh, Sunday, August 29th. And speaking of Sunday, August 29th, Raleigh, Kiss, Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Chris Parker writes, what they lack in talent, Kiss makes up for in spectacle. Abetted by an unmatched merchandising mania, hewing closely to a Broads and Boots bacchanal aesthetic and lyrically lodged in Arrested Adolescence, they're a fist-pumping, good-times party band with a cartoonish hard rock bombast that suggests an Americanized AC/DC. Their late 70s success opened the fly for hair metal, which offered all the makeup and power chords with even less intelligence. Worse, their pain to blowing off the girlfriend Beth inaugurated heavy metal's most debilitating STD, the power ballad. But we come to praise Kiss, not to bury them, as they'd inevitably rise from the dead. However contrived, they're pure entertainment. Though original members Ace Frehley and Peter Criss have been replaced by ringers in the same makeup, most fans won't notice the difference. They provide a 2+ hour show, and singer-guitarist Paul Stanley promises enough fireworks to bring down low-flying aircraft. The Academy is, and the Envy open. Pay $36.50 to $149.50 at 6:30 p.m. and see www.livenation.com. Tuesday, August 31st, Raleigh, Fu Manchu, Black Tusk, Volume 11 Tavern. Chris Parker continues, the term stoner rock is a bit of misnomer. How high can these dudes stay for how many years? But its longest extant practitioner is certainly Fu Manchu. For two decades, the Orange County Quartet has purveyed a brand of heavy, propulsive rock, owing a significant debt to acid rock pioneers Blue Cheer. Though their throbs more measured, the riffs were momentous and feature less long-winded stratospheric solos. The ethos is the same. Blues boogie as massive as a white dwarf, bathed in psychedelic buzz. If heavy metal's characteristic is headbanging, then Fu Manchu's cornered the grinning head nod. Savannah openers Black Tusk could be their doom-laden relatives, delivering hard-driving swamp boogie encased in a dark metal casket. Their debut, Taste the Sin, came out on Relapse in May, delivering punishing, thick, deeply rutted grooves. It's casual and H-O-W. Start the 8 p.m. show. Pay $15 in advance or $20 day of. Scope www.volume11tavern.com. Wednesday, September 1st, Chapel Hill. Charming Gardeners, The Cave. Spencer Griffith writes, though the MySpace page of Charming Gardeners proclaims the Dallas Quartet as 60s pop for the 21st century and the new maximum R&B, don't take their word for it. The band hardly resembles The Who, their less destructive peers, or, for that matter, even R&B. Instead, the Gardeners ply melancholy, moderately hooky pop rock jangles more reminiscent of the mid-90s. While the arrangements tend to be rather unremarkable, singer Amy Cornell possesses undeniable vocal talent that shines when she plays up her sultry sass on slow soul burners. Weinberg, Cole, and Underwood, a brand new local trio featuring current and former members of Squirrel Nut Zippers, Snatches of Pink, and Fantastico, opens. Pony up a $5 bill cover for the 10 p.m. show. Check www.caverntavern.com. Well, let's move now to the guide for this week's concerts. August 27th, Guitar Shorty at Blue Bio Club. Rick Cornell writes, "A snappy moniker, especially one featuring an instrument, tends to earn notice. Even more noteworthy is a has played with list that includes Ray Charles and Sam Cooke. Check, although he had nothing to do with his name's origin, and check for Guitar Shorty or, on legal documents, David William Kearney. But without the skills and presence to back up such things, they're merely fodder for, well, the first two sentences of a preview. No problem for Shorty, who presents his Texas blues with such a fiery fury that commanding attention is never a concern, although scorch marks are. $16 to $20, 9:30 p.m. August 27th, Cesar Comanche at the Poorhouse. Eric Tullis writes, "For the most part, the rap elders who used to supervise the Triangle's hip-hop scene have slipped out, leaving a school of choleric baby MCs alone in their playpens, shaking the damn thing and demanding their equal doses of fan coddling. Maybe what these brats really need is for some time-honed overseer to reappear on the scene and chop some necks." In his own way, Justice League co-founder Cesar Comanche has been doing just that for years, mentoring young acts, trimming away the fat, all while still crafting his own career. Take this one-man show as an offering of gratitude, and most important, a fancy reintroduction to one of North Carolina's hip-hop architects, just in case you forgot. With upstarts Rhapsody, Lazarus, Sky Blue, DJ Flash, and DJ Gonzo. $10, 10 p.m. August 27th, Max Indian, 12,000 Armies, the Houstons at Local 506. Grayson Curran writes, "And so, almost, ends one of the area's most promising little ideas. Max Indian will play one more show after tonight's headlining gig at Hopscotch, opening for Lucera, before retiring their perfectly loose Beatles Cum Badfinger Cool. The inevitable ends taken the oomph out of the band's most recent shows, but with luck, sparks will fly for this exit preview. At least they go out in good company. 12,000 Armies is the bleary-eyed, hair-of-the-dog pop of Justin Williams, a songwriter whose catalog teeters on nights of pleasure and totters on mornings of pain and any permutation of the two. Meanwhile, Charlotte's the Houston brothers, actually Justin and Matt Faircloth, are one of the state's most enjoyable units, dampening Wolf Parade's hyper-color rock elan with keyboard-covered southern torpor. $5, 10 p.m. August 27th, Bayo Solil at the Arts Center. Andrew Ritchie writes, "A fiddle skitters and swoops over a sharp pulsing beat as Meat and Potatoes accordion pushes people out of their seats." Over the past 35 years, Bol Soleil has helped define Cajun music with a couple dozen albums, about a dozen Grammy nominations, and a few wins, too. The band's most recent release, 2009's Alligator Purse, continues the band's tradition of welcoming disparate musical influences from jazz and Zydeco to the further afield rock and bluegrass. Even with these influences, the lyrics are more likely than not to be in Cajun French, delivered by leader and fiddler Michael Dorset in an Acadian sing-song holler. Slower waltzes epitomize true longing, and up-tempo numbers reel with the breathless excitement of a dance hall. Fortunately, the floor will be open to anyone inspired to move. $21 to $23, 8:30 p.m., with dance lessons at 8 p.m. August 28th, Brad Paisley at Time Warner Cable Music Pavilion. Carly Justice writes, if the sunny weekend forecast is any indication, the only precipitation slated for Brad Paisley's H20 World Tour stop in Raleigh should be the singer's summertime smash, Water, a tongue-in-cheek ode cut from the same country cloth as previous hits Alcohol and Online. The concert, a literal take on Paisley's American Saturday Night album, will combine the singer's talent for straightforward, humorous riffs on pop culture with impressive guitar riffs on his beloved 1968 Fender. Former Hootie and the Blowfish frontman Darius Rucker and redneck rebel yeller Justin Moore will join Paisley on stage. But anyone with a soft spot for George Strait or Alan Jackson should check out the Waterworld Plaza stage. Newcomer Easton Corbin, joined by Josh Thompson and CMT's Can You Duet winner Steel Magnolia, will satisfy Paisley fans keen on the superstar's steel-laced neo-traditional roots. $39.25 to $71.75, 4 p.m. August 28th, Mandolin Orange at Saxophaw. Andrew Ritchie writes, the fragile country folk of Andrew Marlin and Emily Franz serves as an elegy to the end of the River Mills Summer Music Series. The duo balances guitar, fiddle, and mandolin to evoke peeling white picket fences, smooth apple butter, and crinkling brown leaves. With a voice like that of a more delicate Damian Jurado, Marlin goes to the well of traditional folk themes and emotes his own pensive reflections on love, doom, and the pastoral life. Like lovers grasping hands on a windy fall day, Franz's vocal harmonies warm the cool music. The two musicians value the quiet spaces in songs as much as the noise, creating a filigree of guitar strong enough to support the sweeping stroke of a bow. Donations, 6 p.m. August 28th, Embarrassing Fruits, Gray Young at the Cave. In the beginning, Embarrassing Fruits was a plenty likable North Carolina indie rock trio, with the slacker slouch of Pavin and Dinosaur Jr. sweetened by the chime and charms of Versus and the Feelies. But across its last two albums, last year's Community Exploitation and the forthcoming Frontier Justice, the Fruits have maintained that welcoming shrug while smartly augmenting it, whether by a trumpet line here or shouted harmonies there, but mostly thanks to sneer strong enough to swipe the slacker tag away. The Carborough Trio is finally putting its influences in forward. Gray Young earned similar throwback comparisons for their three-piece post-rock grandeur, chiseled by a love of pop rock efficiency. Donations, 10 p.m. August 29th, Blood Feathers, Lions at Lunchtime at the Cave. Chris Parker writes, Ben Dickey of Amen Boo's Rooster and Drew Mills of Aspera lead the energetic folk of Philly sextet Blood Feathers, adding a dose of 60s roots rock. Music vets Dickey and Mills are accompanied by seasoned players, ensuring that they're a pretty tight unit, despite a shambling profligacy tending perilously close to jam band territory. With one singer precociously adenoidal and the other gruff, the vocals work through contrast. Though the hooks could be sharper, the playing is crisp. $5, 10 p.m. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time,